With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A wildfire has prompted mandatory evacuations in Malibu.
In the Los Angeles area, a blaze dubbed the Franklin Fire broke out Monday night in Malibu Canyon, spreading rapidly towards the edges of Pepperdine University and down to the Pacific Coast Highway. Footage from ABC 7 Los Angeles showed firefighters spraying water right behind the Malibu Plaza, a shopping center sitting on the coastal highway. Fire officials say the evacuation order and a warning area cover about 18,000 people and thousands of structures are threatened. Pepperdine issued a shelter-in-place protocol and students sheltering inside Payson Library were posting pictures of trees on fire outside. I'm Jennifer King.
The warrant on murder and other charges is a step that could help expedite Luigi Mangione's extradition to New York from Pennsylvania. In court papers made public, a New York City police detective reiterated key findings in the investigation. He said tied Mangione to the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, including surveillance footage and a fake ID he used to check into a Manhattan hostel on November 24th. Also at SRNnews.com, China's secretive military appears to be up to something around Taiwan, but it's unclear what it is.
Military jets were seen taking off and landing at an airbase in Taiwan. Taiwan's defense ministry says it's detected a dozen Chinese naval ships and around 47 military planes in the past 24 hours, but no live fire activity, as in previous drills. A spokesperson says China's navy's creating two walls, one at Taiwan's perimeter and another outside the first island chain, which extends south from Japan and through Taiwan to the Philippines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Wall Street, the Dow up 34 points, the Nasdaq ahead 33 points. This is SRN News. Congress will consider a ban on sex change operations for kids.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has introduced the Safeguarding the Overall Protection of Minors Act. It would make it illegal for a doctor to perform sex change surgery on anybody under the age of 18. Marshall says, quote, "The days of demented doctors and activists getting rich off mutilating and sterilizing children are over." A growing number of states have already passed their own measures outlawing such procedures on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts in both North Carolina and Ohio, and Arizona conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. This is SRN News. Speaker Mike Johnson makes remarks about PBS and Planned Parenthood.
House Speaker Mike Johnson recently revealed plans to cut federal funding for PBS and Planned Parenthood. Johnson suggested some spending changes could come from the White House through executive orders, while legislative changes would require consensus in Congress. He described the effort as a, quote, generational opportunity to reduce the regulatory state and promote individual freedom. Johnson said, quote, "Now some of this will be done by executive order out of the White House. He has a broad authority to do a lot of that. But where Congress is involved, that's where it takes the hard work of legislation and getting everybody on the same page." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Biden administration has given approval for the sale of oil and gas leases in Alaska, leaving the door open for drilling in a portion of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The sale will be held next month, less than 2 weeks before Biden leaves office. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.